Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2,785.
Along with Steve the Thrill Hill.
The Chad Smith.
Woo!
Robin Fox. And my cock. The men's room.
On deck today, your guest is as good as mine. Categories: college hoops and the military. We will review some men's room rules. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, the men's room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
The clack. Drinking and drunk.
All right, here we go. Couple who attacked mom and daughter in Georgia over cold fried chicken are heaven sent to jail. Do not put your dog on a United Airlines flight for any reason. As a new story of another epic fail. Daytona police looking for a person responsible for dumping hundreds of nails on the street. A turtle that ate the puppy in school now turned into turtle soup for all to eat. And in Sacramento, the SPCA set to have its first ever rabbit feed. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
All the bitches, good day to you and yours. All right, let's talk about school. Now, somehow in this country, school has become the weirdest or most dangerous or the most messed up place that you could ever possibly send your kids. Now, for example, last Wednesday, students across the country, they participated in National School Walkout Day. And this was in response, obviously, to the gun violence. But at a school in South Carolina, while the kids are outside doing their thing, the janitor, yeah, they took advantage of the opportunity, rummaged through the kids' book bags, and wound up stealing about $180. Mm-hmm. At a school in California, a student was, in fact, shot and injured, which sadly is par for the course. But in this case, he was shot accidentally during a public safety demonstration, specifically about gun safety. Apparently, the cop that was teaching the class was passing the gun over, fired up into the ceiling. The bullet ricocheted off the ceiling, hit the kid. And then there's a school in Idaho, and Miles just made mention of this. A teacher was put on leave after he fed a puppy to a snapping turtle in the classroom in front of students. Good times. Good times. But the weirdness, it's not just at school. The weirdness is everywhere, and there are many stories that have left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of a random question. It's very simple. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random, and after you share your story, we'll share the news story with you that inspired said question.
Be part of the big show on a random question. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Omachola's ahead. Away we go. Welcome to show number 2785. What a large charge program we have for you today. The return of your guess is as good as mine. The categories today, dealing with college hoops and militaries around the world. And once again, we will take some time to review some Men's Room rules right before we drink a toast with the shot of the day profile. This is coming up. TV time with Ted, all that stuff. And today is the day we do our random question. 844-999.
Hola. Random.
Hello,
random,
Ben.
Random,
welcome
random,
to the Men's Room.
Random.
Hola.
Hola! What's happening there, Ben?
How's it going, gentlemen?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Pretty awesome. Just got to work almost.
Okay.
Just got to work almost.
Yeah, I'm here, but I don't start for half an hour.
Okay. Yeah. Got to work early. Looking good. I like how you do that.
All right, Ben. This is going to be a tough one for you. What would you say? What would you say is your favorite fast food establishment, period? Maybe you have a couple. But this one is your definite favorite.
But see, it's so hard.
It's real hard.
Some places have better burgers. Some places have better fries. Maybe they have the side items, you know.
There's nothing wrong with an Arby's roast beef sandwich.
I was going to say Arby's.
There's a lot wrong with an Arby's roast beef sandwich, actually.
Well, there's not
a lot
but of
none
involved.
Of it is the taste. There's a lot of things wrong with a lot of things. But as long as you like the end result, just don't ask questions. Make your belly happy.
Favorite thing I've ever had was over in New York. You've heard of the show Good or the movie Good Burger, right?
Yeah.
Over in New York, they actually have Good Burgers. And their double cheeseburger was phenomenal. Milkshake was amazing. And it wasn't quite, you know, Ed's fry sauce or anything, but it was super good. So I've got to say Good Burger.
All right. Good Burger. I'll be damned. I did not expect that.
That is not at all what I thought I'd hear.
It's a tough question, because I think about kind of like on the line of if you can only pick one fast food establishment to eat for the rest of your life or whatever, like would it be what tip would it be on? We always talk about In-N-Out Burgers, which are not in our area. However, anytime I'm around one, I like to go. And we always say the burgers are great.
The fries are,
you know, they're not the greatest thing in the world. But
no, they're terrible.
Burgers are fantastic. But I think when you look at a fast food establishment, you need more than just one item to be your all-time favorite. You know,
but you're saying,
place.
Look, all right, then pose it like this. If your perfect meal, you get a burger,
good
a shake,
fries.
Or Coke, fries, and whatever the hell side you want. Like, where, what are you getting from each place? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's it. And could I get more than one thing on one occasion?
But I mean, I got to take into account breakfast, too.
That's right. You're a big breakfast fast food guy. See, I really
so
do
like
that.
McDonald's is going to win to me every time.
I think if you had to pick one, though, you might need to be on the Taco Bell tip now that they have fries. Like, one of the things about Taco Bell is they never had fries. So
but
that
they
was
don't have burgers,
out of
man.
Burgers. I know, but they have so many different items that you could keep trying.
Like, yeah,
they
but
have
here's
so
the thing.
Many different things.
Then maybe Jack in the Box, and that's it. Because Jack in the Box is whatever you think you like, we got We got the time. We do what everyone else does, and we might do it better.
Okay. Reason we asked, what is your favorite fast food establishment? And
Vote for Arby's, by the way. Just came in on the comments. Fat says Arby's hands down bitches.
We go to Hobart, Indiana. Police found what they believe was a methamphetamine lab inside a White Castle restaurant.
Ooh, wow.
Officers were called to the White Castle of a report of a suspicious person. Police found a man with a suspected one-pot meth lab, the department said. A one-pot meth lab is a bottle filled with chemicals. The lab is dangerous because there is often only a thin layer of plastic covering the chemicals, police say. Four officers were actually treated for exposure to the chemicals. They say in a lot of these instances when you have a meth house or anything that, if they're manufacturing it there, you can't live there.
But this is just
a bottle.
Did he have this on him or he actively produced this at White Castle?
Well, generally when you catch people with like that one bottle method, like they're probably using it for personal use.
They're on the run.
Right.
But,
yeah.
Or, right, like, maybe he just had to have some at work.
Who knows? But four officers were treated for exposure to chemicals. Police were called to safely maintain and contain the lab, and a man was taken into custody. A White Castle spokesperson said the restaurant had reopened by 6 o'clock following an inspection by the local Board of Health. Got to feel pretty confident about that.
Do you tell people why you shut down, though?
Look,
if you say a health code violation, they don't specify, like, they found rat droppings in our deep fryer. They just say, you know, due to a regulation, but not, hey, someone may or may not have been producing meth here. But the good news is they've been taken care of. Come back in for
everything's good. Everything's
I think
good.
If you're going, you know, like White Castle is famous for, like, people going there for a specific craving or whatever.
Sure.
I wouldn't care.
No. At that point in time.
Brandon, it's the White Castle, get a bag of burgers.
Yeah,
hey,
going to like
2 hours ago, we were cooking meth in here. All right, are the burgers hot?
Your burgers, but they're open. Okay.
You know, we call this crystals, too. Like crystal meth.
Well, think about it. And Thrill will agree to this. It, like, you have eaten food that has been very close to cocaine before it came out of a kitchen.
Oh, yeah. It has the same cutting board. Your steak was cut on a cutting board and someone just did a line of blow off 30 seconds before they cut it. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up?
Hola.
How are you, Lauren?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing good here. Let's see here.
Wait a minute. Hang on, Miles.
Oh, what happened, though?
As far as fast food goes, so it started with Arby's. Then we got Taco Time.
Okay.
Whataburger in Texas. Never been to a Whataburger. Don't know anything about it.
What's the one that's coming now that's supposed to be in our area?
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack. Is that right?
Shake Shack. Yeah.
Let's see. Fuddruckers.
Fuddruckers, solid. But I don't know that I'd call that fast food. That's a sit-down, fast casual.
I agree with you 100%, man. But I'll tell you that based on the comments coming in, Whataburger and Arby's, basically. Those are the two biggies.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. How about this one? What do you have or own that is somewhat of a collector's item? It doesn't mean that it necessarily has to be worth money. I've got some baseball cards.
If it's not worth money, is it a collector's item?
I'm collecting baseball cards. I don't think they're worth a lot of money. I still have my collection. If I took it to someone and had it appraised, I would say to myself, why have I lugged this crap around for the last 40 years?
Because it matters to you.
Right. It's a collector's item to me.
Okay.
It does have, it has some value, but not any value worth that. You know, of
100% sentimental value.
Exactly. But it's still a collector's item. And I think I do have some coins maybe that I've gotten over the years. I've just held on to a couple things like that. But what do you have that would someone consider a collector's item?
A couple years ago, my grandparents moved to Utah, and my grandpa actually gave me a box full of old newspapers and magazines from the Kennedy era. So I have the newspaper, like the day Kennedy was assassinated, the day the guy who assassinated him was assassinated.
But all the uplifting
Bobby
stuff.
Bobby was assassinated. I have a sign.
Stuff like that. We hear all kinds of stuff.
Once again, Men's Room Colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
All right, Lauren, with your filthy mouth. So you have all of these. Have you taken the time to actually read any of these articles?
Yeah, I mean, I try not to open the newspapers too much because they're super old and I don't want to, you know, ruin them by unfolding them and folding them a bunch of times. But, yeah, when I first got the box, I opened it and, like, went through everything. And I also have a bunch of, Life magazines, and I flipped through those.
It also depends on the newspaper itself. Like, there was one point in time where when things were happening, I was saving newspapers.
Sure.
Just as a kid, because we got the newspaper every day, and anytime I thought something important would happen. And then when I moved out of my parents' house, I realized I had this big stack of newspapers, probably 8 or 10 years old, just like my Sports Illustrated collection, some other things I kept. There were certain things, like Muhammad Ali was on the front of Sports Illustrated.
Sure, sure.
I want to keep that one, or whatever the deal was. Then I realized every one of my newspaper clippings was from the Dominion Post in Morgantown,
all right,
West Virginia. Who cares? Like, if it was the New York Times, you know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you why,
man. Cover of the Dominion Post.
Right. I mean, like, what is that?
It's not that. I really
think
one day you'll make it there, too.
Right, exactly. Like,
I think, I don't know, man. It's just like with the kids, right? So, like, I can tell them about 9/11, okay? So they have some speculative idea about how bad it was, and they've asked some questions, and I can show them stuff online. But then I have a newspaper article from the day it happened. It's the Twin Towers and all the smoke and everything. But even to see the way it hits them, so you can tell them about it, you can read about it, they can watch it. I mean, my God, all the information you need about anything's right there.
Right,
somehow,
right,
when you hand them this old archaic thing where they don't even understand what a newspaper is, but they understand somehow this is important, but their whole demeanor changes.
Yeah.
And you keep it that, and also because, you know, you take the time to tell your kids, hey, in case of a fire, this is our escape room. And I like that I have all these additional unneeded
helping
things to help kindle my house. Right.
Sure. The reason we asked, what do you have?
What you're looking for is accelerants.
Yeah, dude, honestly, like, so I go, and I'm not even kidding. There's a room in the basement where I'm like, man, it's just like you're saying, Miles, like, these are, in my mind, important newspaper articles, right? But my God, our house is going to burn down in no time, and I am feeding the fire with this ridiculous old-ass newspaper.
Yeah, there was this old, like, kids' patch. Like, look, kids, it's the Columbia Shuttle, and I bought it at the flea market. And I'm like, I'm keeping this. I gotta have one of these. This is fantastic. I don't know why I'm having such joy in finding this, but this is great. What do you have that is a collector's item? The U.S. Mint released its first-ever pink coin this past Thursday to help benefit breast cancer research. It is a pink coin. And believe it or not, it looks like their plan is working as far as raising money. They are expecting it to raise about $8 million with zero cost to taxpayers, and it ended up pulling in $4 million on the very first day.
How so, is it no cost to taxpayers?
There are three different versions of the coins, because I guess people buy them and they're paying for themselves. So
okay,
when you buy
all right,
it,
all right,
you're
I
paying
you.
For the
okay.
cost of the manufacturing,
this is the first I'm
and
hearing
more money
this.
Is going to the,
I'll buy a pink coin. How much does the pink coin going for?
There are three different versions of the pink coins. All right. A pink $5 coin. A silver $1 coin, but it's a silver one, like it would be a silver dollar,
but it's
a pink silver $1 coin and a pink silver 50 cent piece. But they're collector's items, so they're selling for a lot more than face value. So the pink $5 coin is over $400.
Whoa, wait.
The $1 coin is about $50 and the half dollar is about $30.
Yeah, I'm not buying those now. I mean, do I have to buy them second party now?
Like, here's the thing. If you had enough money, all right, and you could buy the $1 coin for $50.
What a deal.
All right. Now you take that coin to Walmart. My money says they won't take it.
No way. There's no chance.
Who would know that there is a pink $1 coin that is actual United States currency?
Look, man, there's stories you've heard of Walmart.
What in the hell is this?
The Walmart specifically. And I remember years ago, one of the cashiers there took a... Oh, man. I can't remember the denomination, but it was like a $100,000 bill. All right. Trying to figure out what to do to make change. The only reason she did, and keep in mind, it was George Bush. It was the president on the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she took it. She's like, look, it's going to be hard to make change. Calls the manager in an effort to make change. Even the manager kind of goes along and then goes, wait a minute. This can't be right.
Yeah.
That's how they figured it out. Another time, someone bought something with a $3 bill. It was Bill Clinton on it. They accepted that. And then the guy goes in.
I used to have a Bill Clinton $3 bill.
Right.
Because it was like crooked bill.
$3 bill, yeah. So, but then a guy went in with the $2 bill, which is actual currency, and they called the FBI, said it was counterfeit money. If you say counterfeit money to the FBI, they get there in no time. So they show up. You know, here's the guys in the back room. They want to hear about the counterfeit money. And the guy the whole time is like, dude, it's a $2 bill. So the FBI sees the $2 bill, and then they have to talk to the manager and cashier and explain, hey, man, I know you'll take $3 bills. We know you'll take $100,000 bills, but the $2 bill, this is a real bill.
Who's on the $2 bill?
Jefferson, I think.
I don't know.
I think it's Jefferson.
What was on the back? Not the Continental Congress. The signing of the Declaration of Independence. There's
it's a
whole
bunch
mural.
Of dudes on
it's
the
like
back.
It's like the Last Supper on the back, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I keep my $2 bills.
It's a bunch of men in powdered wigs, and I'm not sure what they're doing. They could be playing roulette for all I know, but they're all there. But I think it is crap.
They got to change up money. It shouldn't be white guys in wigs. Every once in a while, it should be like, I don't know, like the OJs.
The original cross-dressers. You know what I mean? White guys in wigs.
Exactly.
You might as well put Divine on
that. Exactly. I mean, the Jacksons or like the Partridge Family. Like, put different people
on
the
that is Jefferson on the cover.
All right. Okay.
Random.
Hello, Nora. Welcome to the men's room.
Insane.
Hola.
What's happening?
How's it going?
Good. See here, ran a question for you, Nora. All right. When or how would you say that you might be somewhat passive aggressive? How are you passive aggressive?
I don't know. That's a good question. Not to sound stupid, but can you explain passive aggressive?
Put it this way. It's you're mad at somebody, but you don't want to have a direct confrontation, right? So maybe Miles always drinks the last bit of milk, and you guys are roommates. But instead of saying to Miles, hey, man, stop finishing the milk or replace the milk or buy new milk, you say things like, yeah, I'd love to have a bowl of cereal right now, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to spit in the last bit of milk and not drink it because I know he will.
I'd like milk in my coffee, but there's not even enough for that.
Sure
that
would
the
be
fact.
Nice, right, yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe you're not passive. You know, you might not be passive aggressive. Some people are. Or have a couple little ticks, but some people just aren't. Just depends on who you are.
I don't think I really am, but I can't think of any specific situation with that.
Are you confrontational? Are you mostly indifferent? Like, what if you're in a situation where something should be brought, even if something as simple as finishing the milk? Is this something you address, or is it something you ignore?
More likely would ignore it. I'm not very confrontational. I can be, don't get me wrong, but when it's over something as little as milk, I don't think I would be confrontational.
You don't cry over that. All right, fair enough.
Oh, well stated, Miles. Well played, well played. Yeah. By the way, just some comments come in regarding the $2 bill. And take this every day. So one comment says, you jackknobs, that's the signing of the Constitution on the back of the $2 bill. Mm-hmm. Or maybe said we don't know. That's followed by,
you jackknobs.
No, signing the Declaration of Independence.
That's what I thought.
That was our point. We don't know.
We don't know. Right. I said something else first. And then I said, I don't know. Whatever. That's what I'm saying. They should have other things that have happened in history that are kind
why
of
cool. Is it, yeah, that all money.
I mean, why does it have to be that formal? Can't it just be something that's a little bit more entertaining?
Yeah, but his money, I mean, think about it. They had the Queen on everything in England and Canada even, right?
But, I mean, it's better to have that kind of history. What else are you going to put on there? Like,
I don't know. Maybe
dying
like,
in the Civil War.
I don't know.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be heavy.
Like, history
what about something good?
Bad.
Like, it could be like the ball going between Buckner's legs or, I don't know.
That's huge,
the
right?
Seahawks not giving the ball to Marshawn and you just see the interception right in front. Like, you're like, ah, I got that one again. You know?
It could be Chef Boyardee because everyone ate that at some point as a child. I mean, just loosen up. It's money, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's... When you get checks, Miles, and you'll attest to this because your personal checks look ridiculous.
No,
but the idea is they give you 800 different selects. You can look serious. You can look silly. They should do it with money.
So the other day I had to write Robin a check. I owed her some money for, you know. So I whip out my check.
Why the hell are you cutting her a check?
Oh, we got a deal going on.
All right.
So I whip out a check, and she makes this random-ass comment like?
I said... Oh, man, I hope it's the fancy Looney Tunes checks today. Completely joking.
Looney Tune checks?
I wrote her one with Bugs Bunny on it.
Bugs Bunny right on the front. I was absolutely kidding, not expecting him to hand me a large Bugs Bunny.
Why would you not expect that?
That's exactly what you should expect. The Tweety Bird would be the fourth check out of his book every time. I don't know.
I'm going to custom, because checks are just so ridiculous, and I don't really write them
I just
many
want you
anymore.
To write a manly, like, this. You go to Home Depot and buy some lumber or something. Bugs you have Bunny. To write a check with, like,
great
the Tasmanian devil.
Well, great. Speaking of passive aggressive, you guys saw the guy who had to write either alimony checks or child support checks to his ex. So he got his checks with a picture of he and his new fiance. So there's like them in Hawaii, them laying on the bed together. Like every time he wrote a check,
great.
You know, like that's passive aggressive. Same with a woman on Twitter named Angela Brisk, who just posted her method for sticking it to any guest that she has over to her house who she really doesn't like. And it's not clear why she's having people over who she doesn't like, but that's not the point of this. Angela boils some hot dogs, then pours the water into an ice cube tray and freezes it. So when she's making drinks for the people she doesn't like, she uses hot dog boiled flavored water ice. Which has to taste terrible.
I like her.
Random question, 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we will review some Men's Room rules. If you head to mensroomlive.com, you'll see all the rules that you made throughout the years. We'll review some coming up and maybe put one or two there into law right before we drink a toast with the shot of the day. In the meantime, it is our random question, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jared. Random, welcome to the Men's Room. Random,
hey, how's it going, guys?
Hola.
It's Jared.
Yeah.
All right, here. Let's see, Jared. Okay. Jared,
yep.
What do you no longer want to be associated with that maybe you like?
Back
in the day, I know Steve is having a hard time with his Baltimore Ravens.
What?
It's just
fun. No. I like almost accomplishing stuff and then failing miserably.
Right.
I think it's great.
What did you want? What do you no longer want to be associated with? Back in the day, you were really into it.
The state of California.
California. What happened to California?
Well, I was born and raised there until I was 18. Then I left. Spent a few years on the East Coast, and then another 7 in California, and moved to Washington a couple of years ago, and you know, changed my driver's license, my license plate. And, yeah, I just don't want to be associated with that state anymore because I can't stand the way it's ran.
You can't stand it from a government standpoint? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, okay. Well, you know what? I figure in this country, you're about 50-50 on that, right? I mean, that's about how it works out. Where in California were you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Northern California, about 2.5 hours north of San Francisco. And then I spent about 8 years in Southern California, Orange County area.
Okay.
What is the what did you like better in California? You like where you grew up, or did you like Southern California?
You know, I liked and disliked different things about both. They're both because they're two different states.
Sure.
The North and the South.
Yeah, you know what? When you go to the South, any part of Southern California, man, you are the ugliest person there. That is one fact that I know to be true. Whenever I go there, I'm like, I am adding to the ugliness of this area.
Man,
there's nobody remotely bad-looking there.
We've been to a lot of places, Miles, and I can tell you've been the ugliest person in a lot of the places
we've been. Totally.
Not just there.
Yeah, but San Diego.
It stands out more in San Diego,
Huntington
for sure.
Beach, Christ, yeah. Los Angeles. Well, you're going to be the ugliest person there. You are.
You know what? I don't know if I agree with that. You know, I find that there's a lot of attractive, women up here in Seattle, except you see more of it in Southern California because you can wear less most times of year.
Yes, you can.
But,
yeah.
No, but remember something, and this is important to remember. Wearing less is not always a good thing, right?
No,
like spandex pants are not made for everyone. It sounds great until reality sets in, then you go, oh, you know, maybe we should stop this.
It's not, but there's definitely, like, if you live in a town that has winter and summer,
yeah,
it's like, God, look at all these hot women in the summer. It's like they have the same girls from the wintertime.
Sure.
They're in shorts now, and it seems hotter.
I hope women think the same thing when we put on shorts. Not like looking at those little chicken legs. That's always my thought. Like, man, they're looking at us like, God damn it, wear pants.
You can. Yeah.
No one should see this.
Well, the reason we ask, what do you no longer want to be associated with? Mike Hawk, listen up here. This is very important news for you. I don't know if you saw the story or not, but, and I know you probably have an opinion on this. Where you stand now as far as the Boy Scouts of America are concerned? You were kind of pissed off for a little bit there that they were going to change rules about letting ladies in, or what was the thing?
Yeah, wasn't thrilled about that, no.
Okay, all right.
And, just for the record, Mike, you were an Eagle Scout.
Yeah.
I am an Eagle Scout, yes.
Yeah, he completed.
Once you're an Eagle Scout, it's like, man, you're never not an
Eagle
Scout.
It's like an Academy Award.
You're an Eagle Scout, right?
No, I quit a little bit before that. Yeah.
See,
and I'll never be an Eagle Scout. Well, I had a problem with the fact that the Scoutmaster that I had was molesting kids in the troops.
So
come on.
You want to whack
my ass? No, I mean, that's serious. He went to jail, man. I almost had to testify against his ass. And I didn't want
to. Did you know that at the time?
You know what, man?
You know what? Don't answer that.
I don't
know.
You know what? No, because
it's about to get heavy.
Because I lived with him in a cabin in the woods for 3 consecutive years, and I never saw.
Did he ever try to molest you?
No, like, he never did.
Ugliest person, no matter where you are.
But in hindsight, man,
a child molester didn't even want to molest you as a child. You are the ugliest person on earth. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna say it.
Look, thank God then. Right, because that'd be emotionally scarred.
You're ugly to save your life.
Oh, geez, it really did. Random question, 844-999-OLA.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.